This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas City used to have dozens of soda fountains, the kind that you would see at an old-time drugstore. As decades passed, the soda jerk faded into obscurity. But one restaurant in the River Market is bringing back some favorite beverages from the 1950s. For KCUR 89.3, Trevor Hook paid a visit.
Brown & Low is an upscale bistro in the heart of the River Market, with a large open interior with checkered black and white floors. They carry high-dollar wines and cocktails, but something on the non-alcoholic side of the menu jumps out. They're phosphates. Before I was assigned to this story, I had absolutely no idea what a phosphate was. Josh Eaton, assistant general manager at Brown & Low, explained it to me.
It's kind of an old-fashioned drugstore drink you would have gotten in the 50s, maybe at a dime store like Woolworth's or Richardson's, or at a drugstore like an old-fashioned soda fountain.
It turns out phosphates can be made with many kinds of flavors and syrups. At Brown & Low, their most popular kind is the chocolate phosphate. At first glance, it seems similar to a drink like a Yoo-Hoo. Josh says that's not quite the case.
I would say it's sort of like a chocolate milkshake, except for that it has soda and it has that tanginess to it. So really, it's sort of rich, but it's refreshing at the same time.
Josh says that the recipe for their phosphates is strikingly similar to the ones used in the 1950s, just with seltzer water from a can instead of a spigot. He says adding phosphate almost acts like adding salt to chocolate, in a way. To make the drink, he starts with 2 ounces of a particular kind of chocolate syrup, Fox's You Bet chocolate syrup. He then adds 1 ounce of half and half.
And then 4 dashes of the acid phosphate, which, again, talking about this being like salt, if you think about chocolate with sea salt on it, which we like, you can kind of see the way this works together.
He adds some ice.
Put some ice on it.
Shakes it. And strains the mixture over more ice while adding some club soda.
A straw in there, and there's your chocolate phosphate.
It certainly tastes like a cousin of a chocolate milkshake. It's sweet, but not quite in a way a milkshake would be. It's like if you replaced most of the dairy in a milkshake, so it's not so rich, and added a carbonated bite to it. It's lighter than a milkshake, and it's really good.
What the phosphate would have that those don't is that sour taste that gives it a bit of an edge in your mouth, a crispness, a little acidic kind of burn, not offensive at all, just gives it character.
Longtime bartender Harry Murphy owns Brown & Low with his daughter Kate McLaughlin. It's his latest venture after Harry's Country Club, also in the River Market. Harry's relationship with chocolate phosphates goes way back.
To some extent, the phosphate is a revival of something that used to be pretty common, meaning everything didn't taste the same. It has to do with authenticity and feeling like somebody's really working to produce this.
Harry says they get all kinds of reactions to having phosphates on the menu.
We get people saying, I don't get it. It tastes the same to me as any soda pop or Kool-Aid. Well, they're wrong, I think, and you know, they may not have the best palate in the world, but neither do I. A phosphate can still make its mark when I drink it, and that's what I like about it. It's like, it's a good friend.
And if you're looking for that good friend, whether it be a chocolate phosphate or another old-timey drink, there's a handful of other soda fountains around Kansas City that can take you back in time. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Trevor Hook.